return your hard drive and cough. It's time for another weekly checkup from Dr. Dave. To consult with Dr. Dave, just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Dr. Hook, right? Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show out of Louisiana. Narbonne, I think. Yep. About 1974. 866-821-8255. Talking about, well, they had their heart in the right place when De La Soul offered their one of their albums for free yesterday, free download. Didn't really think it through, and their Dropbox account was shut down because of overloading of their Dropbox servers. Their free download, Valentine's Day download of their album, ended this morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And I'm not sure how, if it ever really worked well all day yesterday. But it's an interesting situation that De La Soul finds themselves in, which is they don't own the rights to their music. They can't get their music on iTunes. Because it isn't up to them to do it. Even though it's their music, it isn't their music. And so it's kind of a difficult situation. And what they decided to do yesterday to try to get around it was just put it up on Dropbox. But that didn't work very well. Again, their heart's in the right place. But didn't really.
Explain again why the music isn't their music, Dr. Dave?
Apparently the record labels own it. I mean, we know that from somebody that we know personally. Had, she was kind of a one-hit wonder, very talented, but had one song that was a huge hit back in the 60s. She actually paid the record company for decades after that. Not only did she not make
a picture around here somewhere?
Yeah, I got it somewhere.
I thought I saw it the other day. It was a picture
somewhere.
On the desk there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got it here somewhere. Yeah, it's astonishing how record labels, and you know, it's much better now than it used to be, but record labels, yeah, unless, and it's a, you know, it's like this in a lot of businesses. Unless you're in the top five or six, you know, not only do you not make money, but oftentimes you just get hosed. And, you know, she was in a situation where she literally was paying for decades, you know, went through about seven different record label owners, ended up being Sony, and she cut a check to Sony every month for a while until it finally got the debt cleared. And this was for her coming up. It was like a top five song at 1 year in the 60s and cost her a fortune. Cost her a fortune.
But that sure gives you the incentive to be creative, doesn't it?
Boy,
it's amazing that anything even got done back then.
Well, you know what happens. Look, these companies aren't idiots, and we've experienced it. They take advantage of your enthusiasm, your ambition. They don't tell you all the details. You don't necessarily want to know all the details, so you just kind of move forward and end up, you know, realizing,
yeah, signing that big contract means you start paying somebody something.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoops. 866-821-8255, 866-8. What?
821 talk.
Yeah. So De La Soul, I'd like to see them do try it again, think it through a little bit more, plan a little bit better. Maybe rent a little server. I mean, it wouldn't take much. If you're going to do a 1 day free download, you know, rent a server for a day.
Yeah.
Of course, that's money they got to pay. We're back to that thing.
That's right. You
know, the cost of success, price of success. But their heart was in the right place for Valentine's Day. Let's get the latest. Speaking of the evil corporations.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
Well, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago that there were some vendors like HP and some others that were still allowing you to buy brand new machines and specify Windows 7 be installed. Kind of was surprised by that. Microsoft has officially said that's okay, but only with business-type machines. And it's interesting, you know, sometimes the criteria for the classification of computers doesn't make a whole lot of sense, whether it's a business classification or a consumer-type product. Sometimes I prefer the business class machines, although they tend to be sometimes less expensive. Often they're less glitzy, which I appreciate. Not everybody does. A little more serious looking. I mean, you know, you see my laptops. They're kind of hardcore looking. Magnesium frame, you know, well built, professional type. Apparently, Microsoft's saying we're going to let this happen. You can continue to buy and specify Windows 7 and business class machines from various vendors. Windows 7 Home Basic, Home Premium, and Ultimate are still on the chopping block for October 31st of this year. No more sales at all as of October 31st. However, a Windows 7 Pro preloaded, they're going to let it go and have not said exactly when it's going to be discontinued. So we do have some flexibility there. Now, it's still very difficult. This isn't to say that you can just run down to your Best Buy or Office Depot or Staples or Walmart and buy a Windows 7 machine. They're almost never on the shelves. This is dealing with HP or Dell or another company. You specifically have to specify Windows 7 Pro, but it is a nice option to have. In a related story, 200 million licenses sold of Windows 8. Now, I'm not saying, you know, boxed versions of Windows 8 people went down to the store and bought them. I'm talking about, you know, licenses from manufacturers, you know, whose customers bought it with the machine, box sales, everything. 200 million just reached that milestone in 15 months, way ahead of Windows Vista, which is a good sign. You're not ahead of Windows Vista, something's wrong. I mean, there was only 180 million licenses sold after 18 months for Windows Vista. 15 months, 200 million licenses for Windows 8. However, still well behind Windows 7. And all of this makes sense. It's interesting how, and this is a great example of free enterprise. It's amazing. You know, individual consumers may make really bad, stupid mistakes. But when you take the aggregate like this, it's incredible. In my opinion, the quantities of Windows 7, Windows 8, and Vista absolutely correlate to the quality of those OSs. It's incredible to me. 240 million licenses in 1 year for Windows 7. 200 million in 15 months for Windows 8. 180 million in 18 months for Windows Vista. And if you were to rank those three OSs, in my opinion, it would be in terms of quality, it would be exactly in that order. Very interesting. Windows 8 had actually started off pretty strongly and been keeping pace with Windows 7. It had 100 million licenses as of last May, but it began to lag, and I think there has been a little bit of a jump in sales with the introduction of Windows 8.1 that's helped it. There's going to be an update to Windows 8.1. They're saying, rumors are, in March, that are going to improve it even further. So I think it's a healthy OS. I think its future is bright. Started a little weak. It's amazing to me how Microsoft can make the mistakes they make. However, they are a free market sort of company, and when they'll do stupid things to the consumers, but when the consumer provides the necessary feedback, Microsoft does move. And they've done that with Windows 8.1 and the new update coming up in March. We'll be back. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason at 866-821-8255. Second hour coming up.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.